This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I am kind of starting to enjoy being the old guy that complains about the way that things used to be. And I don't mean them complaining about the way things used to be as a way of putting down today's generation. They're allowed to do things differently than us. But I am a believer that we have all this technology and we just use it in a way that I don't know if all of this technology has made things, certain experiences better. Like when you go to a restaurant, I don't want to look at my phone for the menu. I want you to hand me a menu and look through it. That's part of the going to eat experience. I want the physical menu that I can touch. I enjoy that part. Now, for those of you that have been listening to the show for a while, you're going to be surprised. I've made the decision to fill out a bracket this year. I have not filled out a bracket since I was in high school. It has just not been part of my life. In fact, I have been very anti-filling out a bracket. But I've been trying to do better at doing some work camaraderie things. I was normally, I don't know if it was too cool or reluctant to sign up to do certain things. And I'm like, you know what? Let me be a better teammate. Let me be a better coworker. I'll sign up. You guys remember during the Super Bowl, I signed up for Super Bowl Squares. I still don't really know what Super Bowl Squares are, but you know what? Everybody at the station was doing it. I'll do it too. So everybody in our office fills out a bracket. I mean, our station, the news talk station, downstairs in sales, everybody fills out a bracket. I've always been too cool to do it. This time I told myself I'll do it. They're like, oh, hey, we're happy you're doing it. Hey, so we're going to email you the link. I looked, I was like, what? What are you talking about? Oh, well, we're going to email the link to everybody. Wait, hold on. You're telling me now that people don't, they don't go to the computer, find the printable version of the bracket, print off the printable version of the bracket, write down the names of the team, and then highlight the teams as they continue to win? That's not how people fill out the bracket anymore. I don't want to participate if this is just going to be an online thing. That doesn't sound like the fun way of filling out a bracket. No, I want to grab a pen. I want to print out the bracket. I want to write down Mizzou as far as I think they're going to go in the NCAA tournament. And then I want somebody to highlight it yellow or whatever color they, orange, if they lose or not. That's what I want. That's the only way I'm participating in filling out a bracket. We can't lose recipes. Writing down the bracket and filling it out is part of the fun to me. At least that's what I thought. So, Rob, if this is going to be an online-only contest, I will not be participating in it. I want to do it the old school way. I want somebody to walk around. I want to hand them my completed bracket, and I want to hand them my $5, $10, and that's how I would like to participate in the bracket challenge. I had another thing that I wanted to complain about. Let me just get all my old people takes out. I only have one more. It's almost over. Rob, I don't think we knew how well we had it when it came to concerts back in the day. I was thinking that. You know how when they announce a new show, you're like, oh, man, I really want to go see this show. Oh, well, you know, I got to sign up for the presale. Okay, cool. I'll sign up for the artist presale. Oh, I got to. Okay, all right. Yeah, cool. I'll sign up for the fan club. And then we all have had, if you go to concerts, you've had this moment. You are all ready to go. You sign up for the concert. You then go on the Ticketmaster. First, you got to go to some virtual waiting room. You're behind 1,000 people. And then you finally get there. You get that little doo-doo-doo-doo. You get, okay, all right, I can look at the ticket prices now. You look at the ticket price. You think to yourself, hey, this is what people pay to go to concerts. Rob, you have probably seen some amazing shows for $20, $30, $40. Everybody listening, if you've been going to concerts for a while, if you were going to concerts pre-COVID, you got a chance to see some of the people who turned out to be some of the biggest artists in the world. You paid $40, $50 to see them. It was like $200 if you wanted to sit like front row. If you wanted to sit real close back in the day. For Watch the Throne, I paid $110. I was fourth row. Amazing seats for these things. Now, if for most of these shows, your $110 won't even get you in the door. You can't even go sit up next to the Garth Brooks banners for $110. You can't even see for $110. It's crazy, man. Since when was going to a concert, you had to buy two $180 tickets to sit up in the uppers, then maybe you want to get a t-shirt, now you want to get a beer or two. When did it turn into $500 to go see your favorite artist? Can we get back to recipes?
If we're going to get back to recipes or concerts, can we talk about why are there fees still? Like, delivery fee, it shouldn't cost me to email me my tickets or for me to download them into my Apple wallet. I recently went to the Big 12 tournament. You were there too. I had pretty good seats. I thought I had a pretty good deal. I bought some tickets on the UCF-KU game for Arizona-KU. I'm like, I got a nice section. It was in the 50s. I got two tickets, one for me and my wife. Should be around 110. There was another $55 in fees. Why?
Some of the fees are ridiculous. Like, how is it a fee for me to buy you? First off, I can't physically go buy the ticket. I have to buy it from you online, and now you're going to charge me to email my ticket to me?